Nothing to freak out over, sis. It's just me. I feel bad for giving you such a hard time for not having sex with me. You kept telling me a brother and a sister shouldn't, and even though I keep saying they should, then you said that I'd understand if the situations were reversed. Since you're still half asleep, I'm just going to point out what would normally be incredibly obvious. The situations have been reversed. See? My voice has gotten higher, my body smaller, and now I have some really hot breasts going on. Here, give me your hand. No, trust me, and I mean it this time. Let me just bring your hand down. Here. There, feel it? No, that's not my penis this time. I don't have one right now. It's your penis, sis. Or is it bro, and I'm the sis? Shit, this is getting confusing. And it's not just the penis. You've got an entirely male body now. And it's a pretty decent one. Kind of funky and stuff. I can say stuff like this now, without it being gay, because I'm a woman right now. And I feel compelled to note that my turning into a woman in no way should be taken as any implication that I am anything other than pure manliness. Then how did this happen? Well, you were pretty clear you weren't going to let me have sex with you. In fact, you said there was no way I would let you have sex with me if the situation was reversed. Well, it is reversed now. I'm the girl and you're the boy. And I'm still completely willing to have sex with you. I'm willing to give up this body's virginity to you. Then, when I change us back, you would then return the favor. Well, it wasn't easy to change us. It's a long, long story. I can tell you're still not used to being a guy, because your brain is still trying to think logically, even with the cute girl in front of you offering her body to you. And I know I'm cute. When I first looked in the mirror after the change, I would have given myself a boner if I still had a cock. I almost had to change back right then so I could whack off to my hot nubile girl body. And this whole changing thing isn't easy. And my changing back would have delayed you fucking me, which in turn delays me fucking you. Here, let me turn on the light so you can see what our bodies look like. There. See? I wasn't lying. I am too a girl now. Look at these breasts. I was just wearing these boxers when I changed, and I had too much fun looking at these things afterwards to want to cover them up. So, do we have a deal? I let your new hunky guy body have sex with my deliciously sexy girl body. Then I change us back, and sometime soon, like maybe tomorrow night, you let your big brother be the one who gets to take your virginity. Before you say no, think about this. This is your one chance to see what it's like to be a guy, and to have sex as one, with a really cute girl. Sorry, I can't get over how hot I am as a girl. Almost as sexy as you are as one. But then again, you've had a lot more practice than me. Anyway, you have to be curious about what sex is like. I could... Hey, I'm talking to you. At least look in my face, and not my chest. Do you have any idea how rude that is? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Guess you do. Because I did that to you all the time. But now you can't really get mad at me when I do it in the future. It's hard not to stare. You've only been a guy for a few minutes, but you can't fight your body's instincts. The urge to stare at some breasts, or get a boner when looking at something like that? Now, where were we? Oh, yeah. I could tell you're curious about sex. I could see it in your eyes every time I tried to talk you into letting me do you. And I can tell now that you're suddenly curious about what it would be like to have sex when you're a boy. It's only natural to wonder what doing it as the opposite sex would be like. For you, I mean, I never thought about that kind of thing at all. I'm perfectly happy being a guy. I only changed this around so that you'd let me screw you after we changed back. I'm 100% straight. And it won't be gay to have you put your penis in me. Because you're really a girl. And I'm temporarily a girl. And it can't be gay if you're putting it into my pussy, right? A cock inside a pussy is about as non-gay as you can get. And anything non-manly about my pussy getting fucked would be undone when I'm turned back into a guy and fuck you. You see, I've thought about this a bit. So then, do you want to do this? Do me, I mean. And then let me do you? It's a win-win situation for us both. We both get to have sex with a hot girl. We each get to lose our virginity, both as men and women. And once you've fulfilled your end of the bargain, and let me have sex with you when you're a girl again, I can even tell you how I changed you from a girl to a guy. Just in case you liked being a guy and want to try this again with a real girl. Oh, my poor little sister. You've resisted me when I've asked you to have sex with me for so long. But now you're a guy and I'm a girl and suddenly it's all different, isn't it? It's hard to control the sexual feelings when you're a guy. Or maybe it's just that your perspective is different now. I thought I'd think about sex less once I was a girl. But I'm still thinking about it. At least the part where I get to fuck you later, I mean. I can't get a hard-on right now, so I guess I'm getting wet instead. These boxers are getting soaked. I guess I might as well just take them... Take a good look at your brother's new pussy. I know, I sure did. I wondered if this is what yours looked like. At least when you're a girl. Going by the bulge in your shirt that you always sleep in, you definitely don't have one now. And that shirt isn't baggy like it normally is. You've bulked out pretty good as a guy. All shoulders and strong arms and stuff. In fact, now that you're a guy, it's almost small for you. So let me help you take it off. Wow. It is a good thing you don't wear any underwear when you sleep, sis. Those tiny panties you wear most of the time would have been way too small for you. And especially for that thing. Kinda jealous that my sister has a bigger cock than I do. Well, jealous and a little nervous. That cock is big, and this little pussy of mine seems pretty, well, little. But I'm committed to fucking you. If I can take your cock into my pussy, then you should definitely be willing to take my slightly smaller one into yours. Okay, then. Let's do this before that cock of yours makes me change my mind. I went to a lot of work to make this happen, and I'm not chickening out now. So you can't either when it's your turn to get screwed by me. Let me just climb on top of you, and we can get started. You want to be on top? Okay, this is your time, so I guess you get your choice. Just like I get to choose the position when we do it. Scoot over, and I'll lie down. I'll submit it for you if you want. Just be careful getting on top of me. I feel all vulnerable in this body. And you're so big and strong now. Oh, yeah, like that. on top of me, but not squishing me. Wow, you seem bigger now that you're over me. Both kind of threatening, but also kind of reassuring at the same time. Wait. Wait, don't just jam it into me. I don't want foreplay or anything, but this time isn't about me or anything, and I'm already so wet from imagining when I get my chance, but, well, be careful with your big brother. Remember, this pussy, this entire body, is brand new, and you may not realize how strong you are, so go slow. Fuck me like you'd like me to fuck you when it's your turn. Oh, here, let me help. Get that thing into place. You're not used to handling a cock. I am, though. Mine, I mean. Not some other guys. But the principle is the same. Even if I'm not attached to it. Just hold still. God, it's so hot and hard. I'm supposed to take that into this pussy? I guess I can see why you were hesitant about the entire sex thing before, sis. Even without my being your brother, I guess the idea of taking a guy's penis inside of you can be a scary thing. I'm a little scared. But I'm still going to do it. So that I can be the one fucking you next time. You should be flattered by how devoted I am to screwing you. Even with how obsessed I am with fucking my little sister, don't make me wait much longer. Don't give me time to think about this too much. Start pushing that big cock of yours into my pussy. Oh. Ouch! Careful! No pussy here, and big cock there. I'm really wet, but I seem to be really tight too. So, important lesson. I'll go just as slow with you when I fuck you. So push it in a little more, but really, really carefully. Oh. See? I told you your big brother was a virgin. Although it's a little different saying it as a woman. So you get to be the guy who takes my virginity. Well, let's be real here. You're the only guy that I'm ever going to let fuck me. And this is only so I can fuck you. And did I mention that this is in no way gay? Because I'm a girl now. And you were originally a girl. I'm not stalling, and I'm not obsessed with this whole not being gay thing. I just wanted to be clear on that. You'll understand it if you're a guy long enough. But you only need to be long enough for us to have sex like this. And I only have to be a woman for that long, too. So I guess maybe we should stop waiting and get to work. Okay, go for it, sis. Ouch. Okay, no going back now. Oh, you've popped my cherry. Oh, so now you owe me yours. And you have to let me fuck you at least as good as I let you fuck me. Even better, because you're naturally a girl, so it should be easier for you. Speaking of easy, start moving it now. But gently. I'm taking notes on what it's like to be fucked as a girl. So this will make it better when it's your turn to have my cock in you. Oh, I didn't realize how different it would be as a woman. But I do now. Oh, not that I plan on getting used to it. But I'm seeing things a little differently now. Feeling them differently, too. Yes. Oh, just like that.
Don't go crazy just because you're eager to try out that cock and my pussy. Remember, you're showing me how to properly fuck you when we're back to our original sexes. Oh, yeah, it's getting better. Thanks for your concern. So see, it will be even easier when it's your time then. You'll probably even enjoy it because you're a girl. And it's natural for you to like having sex with a guy. This is still pretty weird for me, having been a guy and everything. I'm not here to enjoy it. I'm just doing this so you'll let me have sex with you. Oh, you seem to be really liking this. Oh, even though you haven't been a guy for a very long. I suppose it's hard not to like a tight pussy around your cock, no matter how new it is. Or if that pussy belongs to your brother. Does your brother's hot and wet pussy feel good? Oh, does it turn you on that your brother is now a sexy girl? Oh, does it excite you to be the one to take his virginity? Oh, not so fast. Sorry, my words are driving you nuts, aren't they? Oh, sorry, I can't help teasing you. It's just funny to see your face above mine. But masculine, and the feeling of pleasure on it as you fuck me. Now that you're a guy, can you see why I wanted to have sex so badly? You're so eager to agree with me when you're fucking me. We men are so easy to control when sex is involved, aren't we? As long as your cock is pumping into my new bio little body, you're a pussycat. Oh, this pussy gives me power over you now. And you can't resist all those new hormones in your body. Especially if I start helping you. Moving my body with yours. And squeezing this wonderful pussy around you. Oh, I must be doing something right. You should see the look on your face when I do that. But I'm sure you'll get the chance to see something similar when I'm the one with the cock again. When it's my cock thrusting into your pussy and you're using your body on me. Maybe even using things I showed you. Oh, damn it. I shouldn't have started thinking about fucking you while you're fucking me. Because I'm really getting turned on now. It has to be that, right? I'm definitely not enjoying being on the receiving end of your cock. Oh, I'm just letting you screw this feminine body on mine so I can use yours later. Oh, and even if getting my pussy fucked is turning me on a little, it doesn't really mean anything. It doesn't mean I'm into being a girl or getting fucked or anything like that. You're unable to resist the urges of your male body. Why should it be so different for me and this female one? It does feel good to have your cock inside my pussy, no matter how long I was a guy. Oh, even enjoying getting fucked as a woman doesn't really make me any less of a man. Oh, fuck, this is getting more and more intense. It's different than when I was a guy and jacking off. You're gonna like this, sis. You're gonna like it when I fuck you. Just as much as I like getting fucked by you. Maybe. Just maybe. This doesn't have to be a one-time thing. Maybe we can take turns fucking each other in the future. I recognize that look on your face and the noises you're making. It means you're getting close. Because those are the same noises I make. Oh, I think maybe you should pull out. I just realized I don't know what might happen if you come in me while I'm a girl. Could I get pregnant? Even if I change back? I don't think I want to risk that. So take it out before you... Yes, I kind of wanted to come in you when we did it. But now I'm beginning to wonder if that's such a good idea. And you probably wouldn't let me anyway, so... You'll let me if I let you? God, you really do have a guy's instincts now. I'm thinking it's not that great an idea for either of us to come in the other one. But I do want to come in you. The more I think about it, and I kind of want to feel what it's like for you to come in me. Nothing will probably happen, right? It's just one time, and I'm just a girl temporarily. I probably can't even get pregnant. And when I change back to a man, that will probably reverse it anyway. Oh, fuck. Okay, do it. Come in your brother's pussy. I want to feel my sister squirt her load inside of me. And then I want to make you feel mine in you. We'll both take our chances with getting pregnant. I guess neither of us thinks too well when we're fucking, no matter what sex we are. Oh God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, my first orgasm as a woman. My first orgasm from being fucked. But probably not my last. No, definitely not my last. This is feeling too good to just happen once. It's even better than what I feel like as a man. Oh, I'm coming. Oh my God, I'm coming. Oh, quick, come in me. I need your come in me. Oh, yes. Keep coming. Keep coming. You're filling up my tight little hole and making me come even harder. Oh, I can't stop coming. Oh, I'm turning into my sister's cum slut. Oh, my fucking God. That was incredible. And even more wrong than even I thought it would be. But it felt so good. And you're coming inside of me. There's so much of it, and I can feel every drop of it. No, don't pull it out. It feels so nice in me right now. Even if it isn't quite as hard. Let's just lie here like this, with my sister's cock in me a little longer. And we can stop, and I can change us back. Well, I don't have to change us back right away. It does take a lot of effort to change our sexes. Maybe we should just wait a while before I do, so to give us time to recover and stuff. And if you really wanted to have sex with me again, you know, with you still being a guy and me being a girl, we could probably do that. We could do it a lot. I do have a confession. I like being a girl more than I thought I would. And I liked getting fucked more than I ever imagined. I still want to fuck you, but that can wait a while, I think. It's enough to know I can change back and fuck you at some point. But right now, I kind of like being my sister's slut. Especially if that sister is technically a brother now. But just to be clear, that still doesn't make me gay or anything. If I let you fuck my ass. As long as I'm a girl when you do it. As long as one of us is a girl, it's still cool. Of course, if both of us were girls, that might be fun to try sometime too. Oh, we're gonna have so much fun together.